Last night was a big one for Republican Glenn Youngkin.
All righty, Virginia, we won this thing! How much fun.
Youngkin beat Democrat Terry McAuliffe to be Virginia's next governor. I bet you were watching. It was the most scrutinized race this year. We have Michael Pope with us. He's a reporter with Virginia Public Radio. Hey, Michael.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Michael, what was the Youngkin playbook here?
Well, the Youngkin playbook started out as a very traditional Republican message of lower taxes and the economy. During the course of the campaign, though, it reacted to events, seizing on this sort of movement in the education world where parents were critical of anti-racism training and mask mandates and vaccination mandates and anxiety over transgender students using the bathroom of their choice. And the Republicans were really able to sort of recalibrate their campaign kind of in the moment. Part of that had to do with something that happened in the second debate between the two candidates when former Governor McAuliffe said he didn't think parents should be telling schools what they should teach. As it turns out, that was a moment that Republicans were able to put in television commercials and sort of, as I said, recalibrate their campaign. So it was, the playbook really was about education and all of the different messaging that the Republicans had around that issue.
Yeah. Well, I live in Northern Virginia, and that Terry McAuliffe quote was played on a loop in these campaign commercials over and over again. Now, for Youngkin,
McAuliffe and his campaign were kind of slow to walk it back also.
Okay. Youngkin, in order to win, he had to turn out his rural base in Virginia very red and also flip undecideds in the suburbs, or kind of purple parts of Virginia, to get enough total votes. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, I mean, part of this has to do with the Trump strategy, which I think Republicans all across the country are now going to be looking at and trying to replicate, which is hold on to the Trump base, the MAGA crowd. That's your rural voters. That's where you get the sort of maximum percentage of votes in Southwest Virginia, rural Virginia, while also not alienating all those suburban voters that you need to win. And clearly, Youngkin was able to find the magic path there to balance both of those things, to sort of keep having the support of the base and the MAGA crowd, while also not embracing Trump so closely that he alienates the suburban voters. And that's clearly a strategy that Republicans are going to try to replicate in 2022.
Right. And as you say, kind of pushing for suburban voters, this education issue that, of course, became a top issue in the race. For his part, Terry McAuliffe, I was on the campaign trail briefly, tried so many times to link Youngkin to Donald Trump. How well do you think that did or didn't work?
Well, Democrats this morning are kind of angry that the campaign was so tightly focused on Trump. And, a lot of Democrats feel like it could have been a more successful campaign if voters knew what McAuliffe wanted to do if he got elected. Because I think, a lot of voters, all they heard was Trump, Trump, Trump. And, what they didn't hear, and McAuliffe actually did have a message about raising the minimum wage and, family medical leave. I mean, he did have an agenda, but that didn't really pierce its way to voters because of all of the messaging around Trump. And so, I mean, I think Democrats this morning are looking at that strategy of making it all about Trump all the time and saying, oh, maybe that wasn't the best strategy after all.
Now, during the race, I imagine you talked to a number of voters across the state. What do you think galvanized turnout in the end? The numbers are pretty good for turnout in Virginia.
Yeah, well, I mean, if you talk to voters, education was certainly on the minds of many, many voters. It's been a difficult year with schools being in lockdown And, you know, where I live, a majority of the school board members didn't even run for re-election because they had such a tough year. I mean, they just sort of decided to pack it in and and let somebody else be on the school board for a while. So, I mean, education was clearly on the minds of many, many people. And it, as the campaign moved on, it actually ratcheted up. I mean, if you look at polls in terms of the things that voters were interested in, you know, the economy was sort of the leading issue for most of the campaign. And then at the end, this education issue sort of came up and didn't surpass the economy necessarily. I think they were kind of tied for rival issues of interest. But yeah, people were concerned about what's being taught in the classrooms. And
all right. Michael Pope, sorry, I got to cut you off and we got to run. Michael Pope, a reporter for Virginia Public Radio. Thanks so much for taking the time.